Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Mem Hei in the fourth parak Meseches Ksudus. We'll start from the bottom of Mem Dalam and Beis, Tani Shila. But before we start, the Gemara, let's see the Psukim. In Parshas Kisetze, we have the Parsha of Moitzi Shemra. Perkhov Beis, Pasik Yigimel, starts Kikach Ish, Isho Voi Leo Sneo, Vesom Lo Alilu Zvorim. Vahoyitzi Ale Shemra, Voma Ha'isha Zay Slokachi, Ve'ekabe Lev Limotzi Lo Besulim. Right, this is the basis of the Shemrat, like Pasuk says. So the Baal comes and he says, now the truth of the matter is that we'll see on Daf Mem Vav, it's really Machalikas Tanoim over here in this parashah, what this refers to. So after we learn Mem Vav, we might have to come back and to see how the Brakoponim Bumoskurishin Besoma Lilis Dvorim. So the Baal is Tan Le Motzi Le Metzos Levitcha Besulim. Means Kipshute, that he was Boal. That's Kipshute, what it seems to be. And as a result of that, he has a Tan that she's not a Besulim. Now, as the parasha continues, that her not being obsula is going to be based on the fact that she was mizane after erisin, right? No, so her not being obsula now doesn't necessarily mean that just from what he's saying, like the whole beginning of the Masech starts, right? Black upon him, but you see that, and of course, the Baal is going to have to back himself with Edim. Just the tainus besulim is not obviously enough basis for the hemshcha parsha. Akapanim. So the Baal, kipshuta, the Baal brings Edim to back what he's saying, and the first part of the parsha talks about the possibility that he's lying. Some alilas dvorim. Now, if he brought Edim, so how do we establish that he's lying? So that means that we need to do something to the Edim. That's with Hazomu, right? So if we nullify his Edim, then that's the parasha over here. And I'm going to the Prati Pratim right now, of all, but that's Kipshuta what this means. That the father proves that she was a psula. So he's a hoitzar shemra. And the next part of on choice mekhesef. So on the tzad that it's verified that he's lying. So on that, there's a knas, there's a malchus, by your love, a koponim, and then there's a knas, the knas of Meir Kesef. Now the din on that is part of the halacha that he can't be megarishin.
Isn't your understanding that if he just makes a claim that she wasn't a basula and the father brings the sheets, no edim, he doesn't have to pay anything?
Okay, we'll have to see on Daf Mem Vav.
Okay,
what it is. Okay, Okay, let's wait for that. Beis Hashem, this week. Now the second half of the possible scenario over here is the MS Hayadav Hazel Loinim to Besulim Lanayra. So that really should mean, right, that the Aiden that the Baal brought were withstanding, right? They're being made obviously on the Maisa, so it's clear when Akapon that she was Mizane after Erisna is Eshesish, right? You know, whether she was Mizane before that or not is not really relevant to us exactly, right? But Akapon, but we have Eidos that she was Mizane. But then the parasha continues, Vaitiwa Senayro Pesabe Savia, so showing that's no sebeshes ish. However, this parasha tells us that the type of misa that she gets is different than an Ashes ish, the Almo that's Bechenek. Over here, it says Uskaluha. First of all, she's Chayv Skila. And the Pasuk says, Vaitiwa Senayro Pesach Be Savia Uskaluha. So that means, first of all, there's Skila, the Etzem Misa. Right? Is Akoponim different than that of a Nisul, let's call it? And the Mokum Haskila, it says is that it's Pesach Beis Aviyah.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the place in the Gemara where we are.
Oh, right now we're actually reading the Psukim.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
When we get to the Gemara, we'll tell you.
Okay. And can I ask maybe if the phone can be just a little bit closer to Rebbe? Can I hear a little bit?
Sure. Here, got it. I just turned it. Here.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you. Okay. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The next parasha in the Torah, the next psukim. Is Kimasi Ishrech im Ishabulas Baal. This is Zenus of Eishes Ish. Umeisu Gam Shneim. This Kinira is the Zenus of an Eishes Ish of an Asur. And then the next Pasik talks like this. Ki ye naira besul me rasal ish. Umatsa ba ish ba ir vishach haba isan. So this is what we want to see. That this Pasik talks about Edim. Bring to Besdin a Maisa of a Naira Besula that's an Arusa. That she's Mizane, Berotzen with someone else. And that the Pasha said, V'hoi Tesem Eshnem Oshar Ha'ir Ha'i, Uskalta Maisa Ma'avon V'meisu. Chiv Skila, where's the Chiv Skila? Shar Ha'ir. Now, these psukim are not in conjunction a kopana with a husband, right, bringing any claim. That's not where the story starts from. Aiden, bring over a story. Right, this right, could and we'll see maybe is. You know, even before the husband gets involved, even before Nisun, right? They didn't see the Maisa during the Erisin. They go to Bezin, Shine, right? So the husband has no reason why he should know anything. Okay. Now, you know, as we read the Psukim, it's very noticeable that there seems to be a difference over here. That granted that both of these cases, that means the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, right? Now we're just going to refer to it as Moitzi Shemra, but we're talking about on the side of things that it's not a Moitzi Shemra. Right? It's actually true, right? Okay, well that's just a reference. Okay, in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, she was Mizana Be'erisin, and over there, the Chiv is Chiv Skila, but Chiv Skila is Pesach Beis Aviyah. This parasha over here, right, there's Chiv, she's Mizana Ba'arusa, Be'erisin, Skila, but where the Chiv Skila is done is Shar Ha'ir. it's different. Must be two different conditions over here in the two parishes. So let's see. So we're going to pick up on the word of Nachum, Shalom Aleichem, Agat Mogen. We're starting over here. Today's daf is Mem Hei, but we're starting on Mem Dalet on the Beis. Third to last line, last word on the line, Tani.
Tani Sheila.
Tani Sheila. Okay, you have that.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Sure. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have my Gemara.
Okay, Tani Sheila. Okay, Sheila taught. Sholosh Midas Ben Ayrim. There are three halachas, we'll call it, concerning an Ayrim. Different scenarios. Concerning the din of Naira Hamurosun. So, Grash Sholosh Midas B'misas Naira Hamurosun. There are three different dinim which we could find in the Misa of Naira Hamurosu. So we'll call this Baba number one, right? Bola Edim Beves Chomiha Shizinsa Beves Aviyah. If Edim first come after, now Beves Chomiha, that refers to Nisuin. Right? When she comes, whatever reason why that's referred to as Beis Chamiya, after she leaves her father's house and she enters her husband's house, and that's this. So this is after Nisuin. Bola Edim Beis Chamiya, she's into Beis Aviyah. The Edim are saying, their Edus is that she was Mizana Ba'arusa. Well, however, the Edim first come, and the first maid, after she's in a sewer already, Zokshila soiklin oisa al pesach beis aviyo. That's where she soiklin oisa al pesach beis aviyo. That's the psukim in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra. Kloima ru gidulim shegidaltem. That's what the relevance of skila beis aviyo. It is to, as if to announce the actions of in the situation speak for themselves. Ru'u gidulim shegidaltem. That's Rashi. So Rashi, bol edim beveis chomim means lachashinisis. Shezint beveis aviyah means beirisin. So if noise al pesach beveis aviyah, Rashi on tap. Tohochi ksiv. This is the pasuk says, v'hoitziu es hanayo pesach beveis aviyah. Pasuk. Now Rashi is quoting the pasuk in the parish of Moitzi Shemra. V'hai bevo edim aveis chomiya ksiv. And in the parish of Moitzi Shemra, when are the edim coming? The edim are coming aveis chomiya means after nesuin. Doha be Moitzi Shemra ksiv. The mefarish bo krov v'ekra ve'leho alma kishinisis. Actually, the whole story starts with a ve'ekra ve'leho. That is Kishabal after Chuppah. That's after Nisun. You have the full Gemara Nisun after Chuppah and Bia, and that's where. So and then he's bringing the Edim. So the Edim are first being made definitely in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra Achashinisis, and that's what the Torah says that the skill is al Pesach Beis Aviyo. So Prashim Ugidum Shegidaltem Kloimar. This bias is responsible. Okay, so that's the case when the Edim come after Nisun. Now the second bob is as follows. Bola Edim Beveis Aviha, Shezinsa Beveis Aviha. Were the Edim to come while she's still in Arusa? Right, so we're always discussing a Znus of Erisin. Right, the actual Znus took place by Erisin. The first two Babas are discussing that when did the Edim come? When was this brought to Bezdin? So on that, the second Baba is that if the Edim come back when she's still in Arusa, Soiklin I saw al Pesach Shar Hayir. Then that's what the next parasha talked about Skila Pesach Shar Hayir. That's when Eden come Bishas Erison. So she wasn't Nisus B'chal yet. Zokrashi, Bo Eidim Bivei Savio, Koidim Shinisus. So Ignoisal Shara Ha'ir, Dichsiv Kiye Nair Bisul Muroso, for Hitseise Meshneim El Shara Ha'ir Ha'i. Now, let's just think about this for a moment over here. That in this braisa, all the point of the difference is just when the Edom come. Right? There's no discussion at all of the Baal being involved. Right? Even what I mean to say is that in the first case, when the Edom come la'achas shenisus, there's no mention of the Baal, you know, his claim over here at all. Right? This braisa seems to be saying that the difference is just when the Edom came. Whether there's an involvement of the Baal at all in this or not. Now, if that's so that means that we're understanding that even though the Chiyuv Skila Pesach Beis Aviyah is in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, which part of that scenario is the Baal coming. But it would seem to be that's not a condition in the Skila on Pesach Beis Aviyah. What the Skila Pesach Beis Aviyah is dependent on is when the Edom come. Okay, is that point that was raised? Let him hear that.
I hear it, but it's hard to believe you can have Motzi Shemra without an accusation.
Well, no. What I'm saying over here is what I'm pointing at is like this: is that one of the dinim which happened to be written in the parasha of Motzi Shemra is that the Chiyuv Skila is Al Pesach Beis Aviyah, right? Now, for whatever reason, right? Maybe we need to explain that. But I mean, that's Mevur in Shila, that where the Skila is dependent on when the Edom came, right? If the Edom come after she's Nisus, then the Skila is Al Pesach Beis Aviyah. If they come before, then it's not Pesach Beis Aviyah. Right? That itself might need a little explanation. Like, why is it like that?
What you want to say is that you don't see a difference in whether between one bub and the next, or whether there was an accusation or not.
Right,
so
right.
It should be the same, but you could say either one of two ways. You could either say in both bubas there was an accusation, in both bubas there wasn't an accusation.
Well, I don't know if you could say in both bubas there was an accusation. Because in the second Bava, that the Edom came Bishas Erisin. So the whole story happened before Nisuin. So it's a little hard to have an accusation of the husband before Nisuin.
Well, I would have thought that, but it seems as though there are among the Rabbanan who hold that you can have Motzi Shemra even before the Bia Sabal. So I hear that that's...
So that's what I was referring to. That's where things get complicated. You're coming from the Mander Arman Daf Mem Vov, right?
I mean,
right? Yeah. So it's hard to juggle all that at once before we saw Mem Vov. So at this point, let's try to work with the Shita that is Daf Kisha Boal, right?
That you can make it. So in this case, there's no accusation. You're saying you want to go. We'll go with that Shita.
Mm-hmm.
And nevertheless, it's Motzi Shemra first.
Now we'll see. We might have to prove otherwise. But this is where we're starting. And I want to get to something of it. I don't necessarily mean to establish this is what I'm trying to just bring on the table. Akoponim, right?
Okay.
All right. So at first glance, it would seem that there's no, he doesn't discuss about Tainus Abala at all. So that doesn't seem to be playing a role over here. And he's telling us that there's two scenarios. If the Edom come after Nisuin, that's Pesach Beis Avir. Edom come before, while she's still Narusa, that's the Pesach Shahir. And those are the two psukim that we have over here. And we're just raising now a point that we have two parishes over here, right? We have two parishes. Definitely, aside from what you said before, but at this point I'm going to call that definitely, right? That the parsha of Moitzi Shemra is after Nisuin. Right, let's take that on, right? So that's true that the parsha of is talking after Nisuin. The subsequent parsha over here, it's not really clear, right, when the Edom came, right? But the Maaseh Nus was Be'erusin, right? Now the Edom come, you know, when they come, it's not Mevuyah at all in the parsha when the Edom came. But it would seem to be that in order Pasha to explain the two parshas, right, there has to be some kind of difference. So this is what Sheila is saying, that well, if the parasha of Moitzi Shemra is definitely talking about after Nisuin, and the other parasha has a different din, so must be a different scenario. So that's what this parasha must be when the Edom came before Nisuin. Right? That's l'chora where that came from. However, what we like to point out over here is that one might ask that might mean in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, there's another piece, right? The accusation of the Baal, right? So maybe that's what makes the difference. Maybe there really is no difference as far as when the Edom come. The difference is that if there's an accusation of the Baal, that's what causes that halacha of Pesach Beis Avihah. Now, if that would be true, so then it would make a difference when the Edom come. Just makes a difference whether or not there's an accusation of the Baal, right? So what I see over here is, it seems to be that right, aside from what you were saying before, that it seems to be that the Gemara understands that even though it's written in the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, right, which has the accusation, but the Gemara understands, or Chazal understood, that that's not the cause of the skila Pesach Beis Avir. What is just when the Edom came, right? So that's why, even though that's what it's saying, and you know, anyone has any questions on this, you know, to disprove it, it's fine. I'm just building what seems to be at this point, right? Yeah. So tell where we're standing right now. Right now, we just said over the first two babas in Tani Shila, and Tani Shila makes a difference when the Edom came. When did the Edom come? As far as whether the skila that she's getting in both scenarios, because the znus was the znus of a Nairu also. So she's getting skill regardless, but where is this skill given? Pesach Beis Avir or Shar Ha'ir? So he says the difference is when the Edom came. Edom came Bava number one. They first came after she was Nisus, and Bava, and that's where the halacha is that it's Pesach Beis Avir. And the second Bava is they come while she's still in Arusa, and then the skill is on Shar Ha'ir.
You were alluding to the fact that if in the first Baba, when it's while she's in the father's house, while she's in Beis Chamiya after Nisuin, it's not dependent on whether the husband made the taina of Moitzi Shemra or not. It's nothing to do with that. It's just the Edom came after Nisuin.
Right. That's what it would definitely seem to be from the Brayso over here. And what we're pointing at is that even though. Now, what he's coming from is because there's two parashas in the Torah, so you have to explain what are the conditions for each one. Right, so you seem to be saying that what establishes where the misa is depending on when the edim come. Right. So that what we're just pointing out is that the Torah talks about or gives the halacha of Pesach Beis Avia in the parish of Moti Shemra, which granted is speaking about when the edim came after Nisun. But we point out, but there's another piece to the picture over there that the Baal, they have tiny Habaal, and it would seem to be that is understood that that's not the cause of the Misa on Pesach Beis Avia. That should not, it's not dependent on that. Therefore, what about that parsha is the cause of the halacha is when the Edom came. Because right? In that parsha, Kipshuta, the Edom are coming after Nisuin, right? The Baal is bringing the Edom after he finds out. So being that parsha is definitely speaking about the Achar Nisuin. So that's where that comes from. Right? So that's what we're just pointing that out.
You just stuck in one extra thing.
Okay.
Kishabal.
So that's what we discussed. That we didn't learn Memvav yet, so we don't know all those cheshbainis. Right? So let's work with this. And Mr. Shem, next week if we have to.
It's possible that it's only after Bia that she gets Sila?
Yeah, there's definitely Mandam Kishabal. Right, Daf Kishabal. Right?
So if it wasn't. So even though it says Bala Eidim Beis Chaviah, it doesn't mean that she had Nesuin and she's now living in the father's house. It means Beis Chamiya with
beer.
Because we had a case
chuppah
with that.
So that's going to be making more complicated. Let's yeah, we go on Kishabal, right? That's the mandam Kishabal. Kishabal. That's what it means, right? Let's go with that,
okay.
Right? And you know, when we're forced to discuss other scenarios and things like that, then we'll take it on. But we need a starting place. Otherwise, we never get the proper footing. And you know how it is, right? If you don't have a solid base,
then probably in the husband having beer with her. Let's say he had beer with her as an arusa, like in Yehuda.
Okay. So we will, as we said, that's understanding involved, right? But let's talk about kipshutai, right? Like it says over here, right? Now kipshutai we're talking about as a result, but ekavela as a result of nisuin,
right? And beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's akapon how we like to understand at this point. Okay? Now, let's see. Okay, so that's the explanation of these first two halachas. Okay, Reb Nachman, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm wondering, I know that we're going to answer this later, but I'm wondering that if Zinsa Bavesa Via, why would we want to go to Shar Ha'ir? I mean, why wouldn't we say the same thing? Ru'u Gidulim Shegidaltem. Why go to the ear? Why? I know Rebbe's going to deal with that later, but
yeah,
I'm wondering.
Okay. That's we mentioned that Ha'orah, right? What is the basis of the difference? But I mean, we'll see if anyone has anything to say on this.
I still had a note on that.
Okay, what did they say? Who did they bring from? You remember who the source is?
I can't say it. I don't remember.
Okay. Okay. Let's hear it. Maybe someone will remember the source.
So he said that it's preferable to do Ashar Yair because that's more Befarhesia, but when she's in base Chamiya. Then we want to highlight that the problem came when she was in Arusa. You don't have to highlight that the problem started in the father's house if she's still in the father's house. But once she's in when she's married, now we want to say, hey, this problem wasn't something that happened after the marriage and that it's the Baal's responsibility, but it was a problem
Okay.
Okay,
that's an explanation. Okay.
Cool. If you find the source for that, I'd be curious to know who said
that.
Wow. There are two separate parshas in the Torah.
Right.
Some
no, but he wants to know what in the Pesukim themselves, right? Right. Why is there a difference? Yeah. I mean, it's all
different parshas.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's just understanding the
parshas. Also, time of the cross.
Yeah. Basically. Right. Right. Okay. Okay. So now let's move on over here. Zogt Sheila, this is Mida number 3. Sorchel Basayv Bogro. Sorchel, she's Mizane, as a Nair B'sula. And again, we're talking as a Nair Hamuroso. Ubasayv Bogro. Saif Bogro means that at the time of the skila, she's already a begeres. Tidn bechenek. Zogt Rashi. Tidn bechenek. Rashi says, ki heichi diilu zanoi hashto lav skila ika. Just like if she would have been mizana hashta. Mihashta means in the Boigri stage. Lav skila ika, elechenek. The chiksa skila bezinsa nairubsiv. Posik is that when she's a naira. Shenema ki yi a naira besula v'chulu. Hashnami bechenek. So that's why now the misu we give bechenek. The kivin dishtani gufa bein chet lahamodo bedin. Ishtani ktoloch l'chida hashto. Now, there's a shtickel dig in Rashi, right? And maybe that when the bride told us sochel ubasayif bogro. So when exactly is she a begeris over here? When is she a begeris? So it's mivuy from Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, given the shani gufa ben chet lahamoda bedin, ishtanik tolo l'chida hashto. Rashi says that it's the hamoda bedin which is the deciding factor, the point.
Is the bo edim hamoda bedin considered the same time or those two separate times?
Hamoda bedin kipshuta means the kabbalah's bezdin, and when bezdin paskins.
But doesn't it start with the Aden being made?
Well, I'll tell you in a moment, and this will maybe we'll speak out what you can be mistaken about. But first of all, what I want to point out over here in this Rashi Kinnir is like this, that one might have understood the Gemara, and this is was my Moskva region, right? That the halacha of this last bogra is that at the time of the Misa. That's why I originally thought that sochel b'seif bogro means if at the time of the Misa it was already nishtane gufa, so now it's nishtane dino. What I see in the Rashi...
You understood that she was a naira by the hamad of the din, and then...
So I tell the truth, I didn't really go into that. Now I'm thinking about it, right? What about that, right? But I was inserted from the Rashi, right? I can't say it was an educated... It was an educated thing. If I would have thought it through, then probably I would have been mistopic about it. But I just want to point out to the listeners over here that this, bring out the Rashi. This Rashi tells us that it's not dependent on the Shas when you're carrying out. It's telling the Shas HaMod B'din. That means to say, therefore, that if the Shas HaMod B'din, she was a Naira, and by the time we have the scheduled date for the Misa, she's already a Boigris, she'll get Skila. That doesn't make the difference. It's all totally on the Shas Chiv. When Bezin Paskins the Chiv on her.
I think it's all totally on the Shas when the Edom are made.
Okay, so this is a question, is what does Amod Bedin mean? Right? So, do you have any rise to what you're saying? Or just like a feeling? I wouldn't be so sure. I would be mistaken.
The Gemara compares it later on to Noda by when the Kohen Gadol or the Melech become aware that they did the chait. That awareness is comparable to when the Edom are Mayid, that the person did the chait by a Naira Marasa. That's the moment of revelation that they became.
Okay. I would repeat the same words, right? That this is what you're assuming right now, right? This is, you have any proof to that?
No.
Okay.
Could be maybe medayik, right, in the Lashon or the Brisa for a moment.
Yeah.
That it says tidun bechenik. It sounds like they're saying the din that you're now going to do, you should do a din of chenik, not the punishment. You're going to now have a beis din. Tidun is a Lashon Atid, that they're about to now have Hamada Bedin, and which kind of Hamada Bedin are you going to have? We're going to have a Hamada Din of Chenek. Why? Because the Edom already came. They came to make an accusation. Now we're going to have Hamada Bedin.
And Svara would say that because it seems like they have to, the Beis Din has to specify not only that it gets Misa, but what type of Misa she's going to get, and they don't know the future, when the exact moment of...
But which way are you going?
Right now...
That
the main point is at the Psak Din. In other words, they're going to... Basically, they're going to say that it's... That it's Chenek or Skila. And they can't know at that time when the actual execution's going to take place.
Oh, what we're saying is that it would be Talui and earlier.
If they
would know at the beginning of the Hamada Bedin what kind of a din they're doing. Are they doing a din Chenek or a din Skila? It sounded like you're saying that. Are you saying that's the Rav was saying not like that?
Wait, the Rav is saying at the time of the Misa or
we're two shiles that we're dealing with. Right, the first thing that we dealt was Miso or Amad Bedin, right? And we decided Amad Bedin, like Rashi says. And now we want to know when is Amad Bedin? When's the point of Amad Bedin, which is the cutoff time?
Is it when they're
not getting involved?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So if you look at the very thing of the Brisa, Tani Shila, what's his word? Bo la Eden. It doesn't say Hemidu Bedin Bereis Chamia. It says Bo la Eden in the bottom of Amad Beis.
I hear, but how does that relate to above a number three?
Because
do me a favor. Wait, think for a second, right? Because I see you're just carrying on with what you started with, so you didn't really hear the question, right? Right. That is talking this first bava, the of Hados Adam, right? Now, just to you, you might be right, but I would appreciate if you just take in the question and think about it, and then continue on. All right? Right? So I want to hear what you have to say, taking the point. What do we see that with the Bo Adim in relation to the last Bava? How would those words fit and read flow with the last Bava?
The second case also Bo Adim.
No, you're right. It is. But you have Bava number three. Bava number three talks about Sorcho ulbasayv bogra. Now we're Sorcho talks about the Mises nus ulbasayv bogra.
It doesn't talk about what is the determining factor. But from the first two cases, it seems like the first two cases don't even talk about a hamada within.
No, you're right.
If everything is dependent on the hamada within, the first two cases should have mentioned the hamada within. It's not even a discussion. The moment of determining is when the bow ate him. That's the moment of truth.
So I understood what the Rama was saying is that when it says bow ate him, that the ate him are only considered ate him at the.
The question is, at the moment they say the Eidos, the question is, what is her status at that exact moment?
So one second. Let's back up. Once we're raising this question over here, let's back up, Taka, to the first two bubbles, right? And as far as the making a difference on whatever this bowl or Edom is. Right, as far as whether the skila is beveis avia or beveis chamia, right? So let's just see if we could cheshvin that out. The hainu that, let's see, what would it be if it was bo lo edim beveis avia? That was the initial first hearing of this din, right? And meanwhile,
right.
He does nisuin, right? And then the final gemar din was after she was nisus, right? So would we take the words of the braisa literal that it's dependent on the edim? That's when that halacha is.
In that case, the guy is a baryon because he went forward and did the suin and did here, and she might have been also to him.
Therefore, that doesn't have any effect on her chiv misa.
Right.
I mean, not that we know of, right? Right. So that's a piece. It's a fact. It's a fact. But luchar it's an irrelevant fact.
Well, it might be. I'm just wondering if it has enough to make it that there wouldn't be any motzi shemra at that point. Lost Menachem. Sorry, Menachem, I got you. Meaning, could he still make? I mean, maybe it's not totally in the accusation, but maybe at that point, I mean, maybe you're saying this anyway, that you can only have Nara Marasa if he's going to be. Sorry, what, Menachem? Alright. If he's going to be. If the Edom came before Vibes Aviha, it can only be now an Ara Marasa. And
hello, I can't hear.
Oh, the microphone.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Alright, fine, got you. Maybe you were saying this anyway, I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself that if he would marry, go forward with the Nisuan Be'isser, that you couldn't have any kind of a motzi shemra at that point. It would, there's a nara marasa. She's taco over a nara marasa.
So as far as we're not, the tainus baal is not part of the picture over here,
okay.
Right? So that might be negay maybe later on in the Gemara. But for our purposes right now, okay. Yeah, right. So
in the first two cases, Rashi does not say the word haman bezin at all.
Mm-hmm. What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't really describe to us what. Okay, so I would be mistopic. I wouldn't be so quick to decide based on this. Right? Akoponim. Okay, so this maybe we could do some investigation, ask some people that maybe might know more than us. But
your understanding now with Rashi is Hamada Bedin is Techilus, not the Edim. It's not the time the Edim come. There might be a few days between that and Hamada Bedin.
Hamada Bedin, I understand, means the Psak. The Psak Din.
Okay.
Psak Din.
Got it.
Right? So everything is told on the Psak. Right? At the time of the Psak, if she's still a Naira Murasa, a Naira, then once the Psak is issued, then.
She gets
skila. It's not dependent on what she is at the time. It's really dependent on the psak. So when we say that ishtani gufa, ishtani dina, it's all a din in the psak. That's what it is.
So sort of the other way is the case where she during the proceedings she became a bogeris.
That's what he's talking about.
Well, he said it the other way.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, right. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's what we want to talk about. Okay.
Would the same thing apply if she was a teshota at the time of the Hamada Bedin? Because there you can go, easily back, more easily backwards.
Well, I just heard recently there was a question to Rav Eliyashiv and a shota, whether you can give them a misa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was a question asked to him.
Um,
When the Aveira was done, when they were Shota, or they were Shota at the
time of Din?
What?
At the time of Din.
But they weren't Shota when they did the Aveira?
Okay, you know what? Okay. You're bringing a different question. Maybe we shouldn't go in that direction. That's a different question.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to talk about this Iker Svar over here. So let's get to it, and then we'll see how far reaching it is. Akoponim. Now, what's the basis?
Debbie, did you hear what I was asking?
No, didn't hear.
Oh, so I'm going to put you on speaker. Go.
Oh, I was asking, what's the difference between skila and chenek? Is chenek more painful, or it's not? Or skila? Why change? What's the difference between skila, besides exerus akasa?
What we know is that skila is more chomer. Right, that's all we're interested in. Right? We're interested in why it's more chomer. That you know, you could talk to others about that. But the halacha is that skila is more chomer. It's the most chomer of the mises bezdin, and the znus of a nair murasa, that znus seems to be a greater avla, and that's why the chiyuv misa is the most chomer to chiyuv misa, or uh-huh. More than a regular Eishes Ish. That's what seems to be, right?
Okay.
He said on the tape some Hindus, he said, you find many times, let's say, like, by when they go out to war, who's the one who was Eres Isha below, whatever, because it's like supposed to be like a terrible thing that the guy did Erisin, but didn't have a chance to do the Bir Rishon. It's like that seems to be the like do if somebody else did Bir after Erisin before he had a chance, that seems to be like the like worse than regular Znus Eishes Ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, there seems to be another condition to that, the naira for, and if you want to, you know, give the full explanation, I guess you have to include that also, why that's a condition. Okay, but fine, but that's definitely along the lines of an explanation. Yeah, so now let's hear. So this last halacha, and that's what the Gemara right now is going to be focusing on, this last halacha of Sochel B'Seif Bogra. The halacha is that it's tid mechenek. The din skila does not apply. If l'vasoif, we'll call it the shasa mod bedin, whatever that exactly is she changed from the naira status to the begeri status. The halacha is that din that was nischadish by a naira murasa that she gets skila, that din is, it doesn't apply, and she's needing like a regular eishes ish chenek. Now, what's the basis of this? Right, so Rashi already started talking, which is really based on the next line in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The memra the chol hecha the shtani guf the shtani tol. Right, the Gemara walks away over here. The Gemara walks away, and the Gemara establishes what's behind this halacha, right? What's the pshat now? Why is it that if she's bogra, l'besayf bogra, then the din misa is it changes? Why? So the Gemara, right? The Gemara is asking a question for him, but the Gemara understands that this is the svara of Shil over here, right? Ishtani guf, ishtani tol, right? That's what the Gemara says. Now we want to ask a question over here, which I hope won't be too complicated, if it ends up becoming a complication, then I don't want to continue on it. But I want to ask the question for those who already learned the daf over here, right? I want to ask a question. The Gemara. Right, the Sugis Hashas over here is that the Gemara establishes this, right? And then we have a stira as far as the halacha of Ishtani, right? Whether Ishtani Shtani Guf, Shtani Dina is the Shtani Tol, right? Basically, right? That however you want to call it, that we shouldn't be confused, right? Right? Is the Shtani change the Halach, right? That's the Sugya. We more ask from a Braisa, try to say a number of Tirutzim. The Gemara at the end does not have a Teretz, right? And therefore the Gemara says that, Rabbi Yechiel Maisa, when he heard this Braisa said over, he gave him the eraser, right? he said it can't be. No, you got it wrong. You must have heard wrong, right? Tni, right? What is it? Tni chayv skila. What? What does he say? Tni need tidem b'skila, right? Yeah. Now the Gemara right after that asks a question. Vamai, Nahum Ross Omrachmona Vahobagrisi. Right? The Gemara asks the question. Right? Now that question that the Gemara asks is Mivur in the Hemshech HaGemara, that the Gemara is asking from a different point. Right? That granted that this whole Sfar of Ishtani was just taken off the table. No such thing. Right? So what's the Gemara asking now? Right? What the Gemara is asking now is that without the din of Ishtani, but the Pasuk in the Torah says that V'haitziu es hanayra. Right? The Pasuk says
the hanayra at the time they're taking around.
Yeah. That's the Gemara's question. Right? Not because of the din of Ishtani. Right? That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, that's not what the Pasuk means. Nayra shahaisu kfar. Okay? That's the Shafra Gemara. Right? The Olam got that? When you learned it the first time? So if in order to ask what we're asking right now, we have to establish that. So maybe I'm not gonna be myrich on this, but just bring out a point over here, because I don't know if we're gonna get here on the way down, right? But in this Gemara, Kinire, that the Gemara, we already rested the Svar of Ishtani. That's over, right? So what's this Gemara's kasha now, right? So the Gemara is not asking with a din of Ishtani. The Gemara is asking that the Torah tells us that she has to be a Naira b'shas the Misa. That's what the Gemara is asking. Because Ishtani is a halacha justam. It's just from some kind of svara. We'll talk about it in a minute. That at the time of that Malad Bedin, whatever Misa, whatever. Right now we're not going into the problem, whatever we call it. Don't get nervous, right? That things that she has to be at the time of the Malad Bedin, she has to be still in the same status that would have given her that Misa. That's the svara. There's such a svara like that. Right? Not because, even if the Pasuk didn't say it. Right? Right? So the Gemara said that Svar is not a Svar. Practically Gemara, but the Maizim in the Pasuk does give that condition. Right? However you understand it. Right? But the Pasuk says it. Right? There's a Kosov over here that you needed. And that the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Pasuk means. Right? Now what I mean to say is, that therefore, when the Gemara right away,
when it says Naira Marasa Amarachmana, that's not talking about
I know.
The time of her skila. That's talking about at the beginning of the parasha.
So I don't want to get into that, but that's a shtickle point. That's a shtickle point. Right, that the pasuk that the Gemara happens to quote is not really the pasuk that it should be quoting. Okay, that's a point. Akoponim. So what I just mean to ask, without being marach, and you'll figure this out later, right? Is that therefore the Gemara right away, when the Gemara establishes the reason for Shila, right? Gemara says that I see the reason why you're saying this is because you hold the Ishtani, right? So I'd like to ask a question, that who says because of Ishtani? Maybe the reason is, like this Gemara's kasha here, that the Pasuk says, V'haitzi v'sanayir. How did this whole Gemara start? What made us assume that his reasoning was because of a Svara of Ishtani? Right? Just like the Gemara asks later, that there's something else. Without Ishtani, the Pasuk says that Skila is Vaituris and Iron. Okay, we'll leave that all, right? Just
Ishtani is like more of a global.
But that's the point.
That is the point. This pasuk is local over here.
No, you're right. But here, what's happening? Mura establishes that he's global, and therefore the Mura asks Akasha on it. So who told you? Why are you making me problems?
And even not only that, not so much. Not just as Akasha, but even Rav Yochanan changes the gear set. It's so much.
Right. So what I would think over here, okay, you know, this is really getting a little bit off over here, so I just put it on the side. This is that this last bava, right? This last bava is a halacha which the whole skila changes. There's no more skila anymore. I mean, the first two bavas, the dicha zechi of skila. That question is just weird. The last bava says that there is no skila anymore. So this last bava really should be going back on both on the first two bavas, right? Both bavas, right? This last bava is going back on both of the first two bavas. Right.
If she was bagra bebeis avir, or she was bagra bebeis chamir,
right?
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
I mean to say, if Bagra, the two first Baba, then also would be changed to Chenek.
Mm-hmm. This far is that the Chi of Skila, which is given that to a Naira, if the Shah Samad Bedin, she is already a Begeres, so that doesn't apply anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, is that accepted?
Yeah.
Acceptable, yeah.
It's going back on both bavas?
Okay.
What bothers you with that?
Yeah.
It seems that the Hemshech of the Mora seems for sure like that. Well, which one did you think it went on? Only the first? Only in Beis Aviha?
Only Beis Aviha.
Sorry, a second.
Oh,
but then the whole kasha of they make
really
a comparison.
Said it's all about the second.
No, but then they make...
The English clearly says it's only going on Beis Aviha.
Then what's the whole kasha? They're asking then a kasha by comparing Nisuin to Bagra. Right?
I don't see why it should make a difference. I mean, if the svara sadvorm, let's just think for a second. If the svara is svara vishtani, right, and the svara vishtani means that the time of amod bedin, she has to be in the status that if she would have done it now, she would have that chiv.
Right.
So in both of these cases is a chiv skilo, right, which is dependent on naira, right? So I don't know. Maybe we have to ask the English. You know where they got that from, right? Maybe they're right. But akoponim. But we have to work with what our cup set tells us until we find we were wrong, right?
You're right. I'm asking.
Okay, shkoyach. Okay.
Not about the bow either, about this.
Okay, now if that's so, right? If that's so, so that means that bava number two, when the Edom came. The vase of Iha, right?
Right.
Which is the next parsha, the parsha after, right? Moshe Shemra.
What do you mean by that?
Right? No, that's not the parsha. There's two parshas that we're dealing with. Parsha Moshe Shemra, and then we have the next parsha of Ki Yenayir B'Sul Meros Lish. Right?
Okay.
Right? That's the parasha that we talked about Shar, right? That the skill is Bishar Hayir. No, is right. that when we spoke about two parashas
right,
of Naim Arasa?
Yeah, the one Shara Ir, though, is the one by Beis Aviha, though.
Right.
And she's an Aram Rasa, fine.
Right.
Okay,
maybe I said it wrong. Fine, okay. Right? So now like this. So that means that in the case when they came, while she was still an Arusa, right? She was an Arusa.
Right.
Right? That the din is...
Today she's an Arusa. She's still an Arusa.
Fine. But that case also, if it was Bogra, right? If it was Bogra by the time, she gets Chenek.
According to the original verse before,
right. That's what should be. Now, in that parsha, it doesn't say over here, Bishas, the Misa, that she's an Ira. For it says in Mishneh, El Shar Ha'irahi Uskaltim Bavon. Okay. It says it's Hanairus. Maybe, but no, I can't be Mairuch over here if it's not really so right. Okay, so I'll stop right over here. Okay, but you see what I was trying to say. Back upon him. Okay, but we're back to the question, right? We're just leaving the question. The has the more know that the reasoning over here is because of a svara of Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Dina. Right? Maybe the reason for the halacha is because, like the Gemara later asks, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the pasuk. Now, I mean, you might just tell me that the Gemara knew already that Shachvataria. We're past that, and that's why this is the only option. Okay, maybe. Right? Okay, we'll see if that's what we have to rely on. Okay, fine.
I kept that answer to myself.
Okay, fine. Okay. Okay, and I just meant to raise the question. Okay, but let's feel this out over here. What taka is this svara here? What is this svara that Sheila is saying that Ishtani Gufa is Ishtani Dina? What is the explanation in that? What is the svara behind such a thing? Why should it be that the time of Amod Bedin, that one has to still be in the same status that doing the Avera in this status would be Mechayev that Misa? Why is it that if...
Would you have a Mina that if somebody did Avera as a Katan, and then by the time the Edom come and they're standing Hamad Bedin, now they're a Gadol, that we judge them as a Gadol because it's Shtani Gufa, and we wouldn't judge them based on how they were at the time they did the Avera?
So like this. Okay, so let's explain something over here. Right? Let's explain something over here. That Avada, what we're discussing over here is a very specific kind of scenario, Kipshutai. We'll see. You know, that you might have a kasha more later on. So this is kasha. But Kipshutai, what we're discussing is like this. That Avada the Shas Avera is the Mechayev, right? Is the Mechayev. And if the Shas Avera doesn't have the conditions to be Mechayev, then of course later on, right, you can't create a Mechayev just because the person now at the time of the Din Torah is standing, right? So that's why such a case like that, of course, that it doesn't make sense to say such a thing, right?
I agree.
Right? What we're discussing is like this. We're discussing an opposite scenario. We're discussing a scenario that when a person did something and the time and the situation that it was done has conditions for a specific choymer, right? That means that let's say in our specific case, that the znus over here was not only mechayev chenek, but it was Mechayev even greater than Chenek, right? It was Mechayev, right? So of course that the Avera, right, lies in the Mechayev Mas Avera, Chenek, but it's a Chenek plus. Now this svar over here is saying that in order to have that Chomer of Skila, then she has to be still in the same status that if she would have done the Avera now, would have caused the Skila. So then the Chomer of Skila is still present. But if she shifted, so now the Chomer of Skila falls out, and that Maisa Avera is only mechayev a chenek. Right? That's what we're discussing.
Okay,
so fine. That's
Tosis.
That's Tosis kash. That's Tosis kash. Okay, right. Okay, no, that's too complicated. You look at the Tosis.
We're not going to get into Tosis kash.
You don't want to say it now.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But that's kipshuto what it should have been. Right. Okay. We'll see. Maybe you have to change things around. But definitely for Moscow Rishon, that is what should be. Right. So was that clear? What we just discussed. I'll repeat it again. That when we're discussing this idea of Ishtani, right, the change that we're discussing, I mean, kipshuta pashtus hadvarim l'chor, we would say is that we're just discussing that if things change, so it should affect a Tosefes Chomer, which might have been roi to have because of the Maisa Aveira, and because the status changed, so now you don't have the conditions for the Chomer, and therefore that Maisa Aveira could only be Mechayev, the standard Chiev, without the Tosefes. Right? That's what we're talking about. But no one would have said that if the Maisa Aveira didn't have in it the ability to be Mechayev something, and now, at the time of the Modu Bedin, the status changed, and now you go boss of that, L'chare, there's no mokum to say such a thing, because I need the Maisa Aveira, right? We're not going to create, you know, an Aveira just with the Modu Bedin.
So you're understanding that the Maisa's Nus, Eishas Isha, is really a Chiyav Chanek. And that's really what it is always. Just the Torah, like, upgrades it to Skila in certain specific instances. So the question is, if that upgrade is only, if those instances are B'shas Maisa of the Aveira, or if it's also B'shas Hamad V'din.
Right.
So would that be the difference of what I asked before about Ashota? In other words, by Ashota, it's not an upgrade, you're wiping it out. So that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're just talking about whether we go from the, you know, we're taking away the upgrade to it, but not that we're wiping the dim clean.
Mm-hmm. Let me just think for a moment.
Are we saying that by the...
Just give him a second to think about Shlomo's question. Menachem, give him a second to think about Shlomo's question, and then you'll ask.
Okay, I'm sorry.
See, like this, you know, the way I spoke would lend to that. I grad, I didn't mean to address your. I was really working mm-hmm. the other way, right? So that's why I have to think about this for a moment. That this Svoro. Is this a svara to take off the full original machayev? I mean, definitely it could be that it's takanat, like we're saying right now. Just have to think about this. But I will take some different time, not from right now over here, right? Yeah. Okay, so we just explained.
Sorry. Can I ask this? But the case of Sarcha Ulevasov Bagra.
Yeah.
The time of Sarcha, she was. It would be it's mashma that she's chayav skila, and then that's when it only because of Bagra she changes to chenik. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now we want to just process a little bit this svara, right? What is the reasoning behind this? Where does this come from? You see, more it's a svara, right? That's we're working with, right? It's not like you know we have a pasuk over here to tell us this. This is a svara. So
look at the Rashi Tidon Bechenek.
Yeah.
Rashi sticks in the chik siv skila bezinsa nairik siv.
Right.
Rashi's bringing the pasuk into the conversation.
I mean, Rashi's just telling us that the conditions of skila is naira.
He's not saying that the reason she would ishtani is because of the pasuk naira. That's not what he's saying.
No. He's telling us that the conditions, right? The initial conditions of skila need naira, and therefore that's why there is an ishtanis over here. Right? That's all Rashi is doing there.
But it's totally based on Sfar at that point of time. It's not based on the pasuk.
Right. Right. So what is the reasoning for such a thing? How will we understand it? Right? Would we have thought to say such a thing like this? What I would have thought, it's all dependent on the shasta aver. Shane, you know, as long as the aver was done with these conditions, Shane, that's the cause for whatever chiyuv comes later. Just because at the time of amod bedin, the person's status, what does that change? Why is it that at the time of the chiyuv, we'll call it, the person still has to be in that same bracket of doing the avera, which we've been chayiv that.
Let's say she'll be divorced before the Hamad Bedin, so she's not a married lady at all. And if she would do this today, it would be no avera at all. She was an Aaron Ross at the time of the Maaseh Nus, and then she got divorced.
So we'll have to see in the Hemshech HaGemara how that plays in, right? Because the more it discusses Ishtani Gufa and Ishtani Dina, right? That would be more like in the Ishtani Dina bracket there, right? But that's something to chesunois. How do we hear this forum?
I mean, maybe I'm not sure.
But yeah.
If these witnesses, they saw it at the time of the Maisa, right? So if they didn't come until after she was Bagra, why did they wait so long? I mean, okay, if it was like a couple of days, maybe this doesn't hold.
But that all right. I mean, that's definitely part of it. There's no.
The Bagra, but maybe they didn't wait. Maybe it was just that she happened to be Bagra that day.
Yeah, okay.
Then what I'm
going to
say doesn't help.
Right. So this explanation. I just mean to arouse the Olam over here to think about this a little bit, right? You know, usually the first couple times around, especially this one, it's a little complicated, so we don't really have the time and the clarity of mind to work with it. We accept that as a fact, and we just try to just push to get the math over here, just, you know, get the, right? But, you know, after things, the cheshbon reaches a certain level of clarity, then, you know, we should, if we have the ability to get go back to the ikar sforas hasugya and just feel it, you know, just taste it and smell it a little bit to see what this is. What are we working with over here? So I just want to raise just a direction. Direction. It's undeveloped. It's undeveloped. So but I just want to just maybe raise a direction over here. Okay, okay, just a racist hamachshav. Okay, yeah. Were we to understand, right, if it was possible that a person between the Shas Aveira and the Shas Chiv changed personalities, he's not the same person anymore. Right? I didn't say how. Right? Right? But, right, if there would be such a thing, on whatever level is necessary, so we could understand the concept that that person did Aveira, the Oynish, right, should be, right, the Psak HaKoponim, right, is on him. If by the time the Amod HaBedin comes that he's not that same person anymore, so I could hear that therefore we can't give him that punishment anymore. Right? We gotta punish that same personality who did Aveira. The punishment has to relate, or the Chiv has to relate to the Oysa HaAveira. So given that metaphor, that idea, right, so let's see if we can understand over here to some degree. That's what it is. That
if a guy did some of his chayiv misa, and then he becomes a ger, and now he's 100% a ger. He has long payas and his strangle. He's a full ger. And then they bring the witnesses that he's the one who murdered somebody or stole whatever his chayiv misa for. So you're going to say that and now he's a different person, so he doesn't get killed?
So, Grada, that Shiloh you could have cleared in the Iker Svara without what we're saying right now. But in the Iker Svara, that's a good example, right, again, of Ishtani Dina, right? Because the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach are Chiv Misa for a goy. But for Yisrael, it's not, right? So if you want to know such a thing, that let's say his tackle was Megayer, right, would that go into the aloha of Ishtani Dina, right?
Let's say he stole. If he would have stolen and he was a guy,
So that's I don't think that has to do with us per se over here, right? I think that's an Ishtani Dina, right? So, if we were to say that this halacha is dafkan shtani gufa, then luchara that doesn't, the question doesn't start, right? You want to know in the group of shtani dina, so nachrami, so you have to know taka what that has. It doesn't have to do with our svara. Akaponim. So what we're thinking is like this, that maybe this is the basis of this idea. The hainu.
Say it one more time.
Well, I just put that question into its place that I don't think it's our responsibility.
Right. Okay,
that question is regardless. So we're coming back. So what we want to say over here is maybe just get a little direction with a think that the basis of this svara is a svara that this is not the same person. This is not the same person anymore who did that Aveira, and therefore the conditions, therefore things change. Now like this. Now let me just explain. So you'll ask me, well, if not the same person, then you shouldn't get anything. Right? Right? The answer to that is partial. Because the change of Naira to Bogra It's not an intrinsic change that you're a different person. It's only relevant to where the Torah honors that difference. So as far as the din of Skila over Chenek, the Torah told us that Naira to Bogra That ishtani gufa means something. Regarding anything else, there's no difference. Right? Right? There's no... Right? No one would think that if a Naira, you know, was Michal Shabbos, and now at the time of the Amod Bedin, she's a Boigris, things should be, right, she should have this halacha, because it's not relevant, that change is not relevant to the Aveira, right? Mm-hmm. So the Hishtanis has to be a kind of Hishtanis which is relative to the Aveira, that the Torah looks at that as a Hishtanis concerning the Aveira. So who are then benegeya to what we're talking about now? The difference between Naira and Burgess is only relevant to the skila as opposed to the chenek. But the ikachi of Misa, right, that an Eshazish has, no difference whether she's a Naira or she's a Burgess. That's why this is only... So what we're saying over here is like this. that concerning the skila shaboy, she's someone else. Right, that's what it is. Right? She's not that person that did it. Right? The Torah is only machshiv this difference concerning the skila, not concerning the ikra aveira. So if the Torah is machshiv this difference concerning the skila, so concerning the skila, we have this mokum to say that, well, she's not the same person that did the aveira, so she can't, right? We can't paskin on her that the chiv, that a chiv of skila that's for that person. Okay, so this is something that maybe think about a little bit. It's a little. Yeah, you have to get the proper perspective. It might seem like it's a contradiction, minei ubei, right? But we try to explain why we thought it wasn't, and how we could specify, and we have the proper glasses to see that she's a different person only concerning the type of misa. Right? And therefore, that's why. So even with the svara, the ishtani, right, it's not going to have any effect on the ikar chi of misa. Okay. Okay.
But somebody does full tshuva. They do tshuva. They fast for 40 days and
they did full tshuva.
What?
They did full tshuva.
Do they still get misa as then?
Sure.
But they're a different person.
So in what sense? That you have to know what your sources are.
If Basin administers the wrong misa, are they still, let's say, mechayim the mitzvah of putting him to death, or are they considered rotzim? Or
if it's the wrong misa,
yeah.
I
guess you can finer ask it if it goes up as compared to go down.
Right. So even if it goes up, right? So I don't think so, because first of all, in Sfar, he regarded the person was mechuyev misa. So the difference between life and death is not wrong. The person is mechuyev. So they.
But there's clearly a difference if another person comes and murders him. Isn't the same as based in, or I shouldn't say surely, but the machalik between those, I would think there's a difference between the two of those.
You're saying whether you'd be chayiv somebody who's chayiv in a misa's based in?
I don't know if you're chayiv misa.
You might be patur, actually.
You might be patur, but you're not mechayim the mitzvah of bringing a person.
Okay, so there's two things. Firstly, you want to know if he's doing a ritzicha. Definitely not doing a ritzicha. You want to know as far as the kiyum mitzvah. So like this. This is really a different point. But the halacha is like this, that I think it's mevuyer regardless, right? Tosfos really brings the Gemara over here, that let's say someone is mechuyev a specific misa's bezin, and for whatever reason, bezin doesn't have the wherewithal to carry off that misa. Right. So you might ask him that you kill him whichever way you could, right? So you see from there that the specific way to kill him is not conditional in the ikar misa. When a person mechuyev misa, it lies within that anyway. There happens to be certain ways to do it when that's possible. That you have to do it. In fact, I can't do something else because that's mechuyev. He doesn't deserve it. But in the ikar hamechayev misa lies within that chiyev, even a chiyev skila, I believe, because that did this halacha. So, but you want to know if they're mechayev where they had the ability to be mechayev and they did something else. It could be over there that Yishlodin. Yishlodin. Right? I mean, I don't know. Okay, Shane. So we just opened maybe the sensitivities over here to what this svara is. We offered maybe some kind of explanation. It could be that the Olim still grappling with what was said. Right? Okay. The point wasn't so much to get what we offered. We just wanted to open up the minds to think what kind of svara is this? What's the gedda advarim? Okay, fine. So with that, we'll continue on. Okay, I don't know. We don't have too much time really to continue on here. But I kind of want to see just the next line of the Gemara. Okay, Fetim Marakasha. Right. So the Gemara, the Lememra, is really a setup, right? Right. Lememra is the Gemara. Do you mean to say this? I'm going to ask you a contradiction. But for our purposes, it's important that it establishes to us the understanding of the Brice of Shiloh, right? Right. That's a full meal. Just that, right? Right.
Okay. I don't know. He means kol hecha, but maybe he was saying specifically over here.
Right. What would be the basis of?
I guess the pasuk, but that's the maskana on the days, right?
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that's you're sort of heading toward that question. Okay. Fetim rakasha v'ramini. We have a contradiction. The Brice says as follows: Nair hamurasa shezinso umisha bogro hoitzi oleho shemra. Now this Brice that happens to be talking in the context of hoitzi shemra. Now kipshutai. The say the hadvarim is that after the nisun he's ba leho, right? Lemotzi lebitcha besulim, right? So right away. So if we want to talk about that umishabogra haitzi leho shemra, so that kipshuta means before the nisun, right? Right.
He can't be motzi shemra before the nisun.
No. I'm talking about when she was bogra. When was she
bogra?
When was she was bogra?
Then he did nisuin.
So I'm just pointing out that she was bogra during erisin.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm pointing out. Right? She was bogra during erisin. Who ain't a loike? Venenoisin may a seller. That if she was bogra during erisin, he was moitzi. The taina after she was a bogra zokt the braisa, then his oinish of mitzi shemra heichu where it's false doesn't apply. Fine, that's not relevant to us right now. He v'zamimeho makdim el beis askila zokt gemor he v'zamim sakadech elo ohi ozamim makdim beis askila. Right, what's relevant for us over here is that in this scenario. That when it's true, let's talk about this. Get to the point. We ever want to say that, right? So when it says over here that she is makdim in the base of skila. She gets skila. So let's hear the scenario. She was bogra kaidim nisuin, right? So even before this whole thing started, right? Before the Aiden came, from anything, she was already bogra. So this is basically our scenario that. Is that Ulvasoif Bogra? And the Braisa says that she's Mukhiv Skilim.
Well, there's more people.
That's that.
Also Nisuin and Mitzvah Shema and all those stuff. It's not exactly our case.
Okay, we'll see what points make a difference. Right? According to what we said before, that Shila is also talking about a case after Nisun. Right? This last case goes back on those first two cases according to our understanding. Right? Right? We'll see maybe in a moment in the Moritz Teretz what happens now, whether things change. Right? So, Fetim Rakasha, that this brisa says not like this yisod. This brisa is talking about that when she was bogra before that mother bedin, and she's still mechuyev skila. That's more kasha, right? Is that good? Let's hear that again. That Naira Hamorosa Shazinsa Umisha Bogra Hoitzi Aleha Shemra. That means that she was Bogra before the Nisuin. Then the Edom came. And we're now working with the side of the scenario that the Edom are still good. Right? So the halacha is that she's mechuyev skila, right? It's ishtani gufa. That's the Gemara's kasha, right?
Why can't we just answer that she was a tana in Poland? Why does he have a problem with the fact that Bryce is different than what he said?
Okay. That's a valid question. That is a valid question. Tony Sheila, I'm not sure whether that is or not, but even if it is, it's possible that the Gemara doesn't want to create a new machlekes unless it's pre-recorded, right? So that's why, like, when the Gemara later on says Kitanoi, right, which basically is saying, so like, so then what, like, just what we say is right away, right? So it sounds like from the Gemara that even if you're right that maybe Sheila is quoting Tanoim, it's Tony Sheila, but the Gemara doesn't want to create a new machlokes because of this, and that's why the Gemara is looking for other ways out. If we have a pre registered machlekes about this, then we could say, you know, okay, fine, you know, that's what's happening over here.
So Arzfeld,
what did they say on this?
They said that that Sheila wasn't an established brisa like Rav Chia. So therefore, by that brisa, we would rather opt to say that he's misquoting the brisa,
okay,
as compared to the later brisa was an established brisa.
Okay,
says that in Rabbi Yochanan on Amud Beis.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, that's what this means, right?
Right.
That what you just said. He said.
Yeah, I see what he's saying. Right. So he's just that's what he's applying it to here. Okay, so that would be option number one, right? That you know, it doesn't have the status of a solid brisa. Even if it is maybe officially quoting a brisa. Okay, now let's see. Okay, so we have the question. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi, the base of Skila, Alma. You see, this is the second to last narrow line. Alma, Atal Gav Dishtani Gufa, even though Dishtani Gufa, Vilo Zanoi Hashto, Baschenek, Hi, Ule Amin, Mishtani Tolo. That's the Kash, right? You see over here, Dishtani Gufa, is Lo Yishtani Tolo. And for the Gemara. Omar Rovo Moitzi Shemra Ka'amrit. You're asking me from a case of Moitzi Shemra, Shani Moitzi Shemra the Chiddushu. Zok Rovo, you're asking from Moitzi Shemra. True, you see that Moitzi Shemra, that Ishtani Gufo is Lo Ishtani Ktolo, but that's an exception. Moitzi Shemra is a Chiddush, that's an exception to the rule. So therefore, it's not fair. Sheila is discussing the rule of Kol HaTarakula. And Moitzi Shemra is an exception to the rule. And he brings a proof to that. Toho nichnas alachup of lainivla ba'almo vizinso bechenek, vilo Moitzi Shemra viskilo. So he brings a raya. We don't have time to go into the protim over here, but he brings a raya that from what Gemara calls Ishtani Dina. Right? Ishtani Dina. Now, we'll say over the Gemara that what the Gemara means is that every Moiti Shemra is an Ishtani Dino, right? And nevertheless, that doesn't affect the Ktola. So you see that that's an exception. So by the same token, even though every Moiti Shemra is not an Ishtani Gufa, but we see that already that there's an exception to the Ishtani rule. And therefore, the Brisa of Sheila is extending the exception to a Nishtani Guf also because Maishno. Right? Because now let's just get what the Gemara means over here. That what is Maiti Shemra? Right? When we say Maiti Shemra, right, is an exception, it's a Chiddush, right? What are the conditions that make Maiti Shemra Maiti Shemra? Right? And what we mean to say is Mamash's point that we discussed before. Right? We think we know, but what we discussed before was Legabi the Din of Pesach Beis Aviha, which is written in the parasha of Maiti Shemra. That halacha, kinira from the Braisa of Shiloh, we are extending to any time that the Edim come, Beveis Chamiyah. Right? Right? Now, is that because that's the essence of, that's what makes the essence of the parasha, what we refer to the parasha of Maiti Shemra is the coming after Nisuin? Is that what it is? Meaning to say, non-dependent on the Baal's involvement, right? Or that Avada, when we say the parasha of Maiti Shemra, the Chiddush, the conditions of that Chiddush is Tainus Baal, right? Kishmoy Kenu, right? Maiti Shemra, the Tainus Baal. So what's the point over in the Gemara? Now, obviously, according to where we're making the Cheshbon, that Shiloh is talking, right? This last case, we're assuming, goes back on both Bavas, right? And if that still stands true, so and we're saying that that's Moshe Shemra, he's not, so obviously what makes Moshe Shemra is the Tainus HaBaal, right? And he's not talking about Tainus HaBaal, right? So that's why you don't have the Chiddush. In Moshe Shemra, when you have the Tainus HaBaal, that's where the Chiddush was said.
Or it doesn't go back in both cases.
Right.
One of those two.
Right. 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 Now let's look. So what we want to know right now is that, and we're going to be looking in the Rashi's over here now to see what makes, we say Shani Maitzi Shemra the Chiddushu, what makes Maitzi Shemra? Right? And the two options over here are the mere fact that the Edom came after Nisuin, that's Maitzi Shemra, or what makes Maitzi Shemra is the fact that there was a Tainus Baal. Right? The Edom were brought by the Baal, we'll call it, right? Now look at the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Moitzi Shemra ka'amrit, zok Rashi, loy suvei asolchu basayif bogro, you're bringing a Moitzi Shemra to ask a kasho on solchu l'soif bogro, the tonitano, the airi bivolo Edom beveis avil. So this Rashi, right, is maybe what you were quoting at source. What does Rashi say over here? Rashi says over here that Moitzi Shemra is one side of the things, and you're asking, what's a not Moitzi Shemra? Bola Edom Veisavir. And as this Rashi would be mashma, that Moitzi Shemra is Bola Edom Veischamir. And this is Bo lo edim beveis avir. Right? You know, do you see how Rashi's speaking out? You're asking from a non Moitzi Shemra, right? You're asking from a Moitzi Shemra to a non Moitzi Shemra. What makes the difference of Moitzi Shemra and Shemra? Rashi over here will be mashma. It's when the edim comes. Yeah. No, you hear that, Rashi?
Right. Yeah.
Nothing to do with the tennis ball.
Right. 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 Now, so
and it doesn't go back on both cases.
Right, right, right. Akoponim, definitely at this point, right? If you might have thought, in Mitzkila, it could be that we thought that I did, but in the Moritz Teretz now, right, that's what we're saying. But let's see the Hemshech L'Rashi now. So Rashi, Shani Miso Habo Ayideh Hetzoy Shemra Debal Mishanistis. Now what's this Rashi? Right? This Rashi, like, this whole arichas of the Rashi sounds like the other side. Right? What shani? Shani is a krashi. Misa haboy edei haitzor shem adabal. Right? Mishanis is, this Rashi sounds like he's saying that what is Moitzi Shemra? Right? What are the conditions of Moitzi Shemra that has the Chiddush? Right? Tainis Baal. The Chiddush Hu. V'lam rinam bov, mishum ishtani dina, di zanoi hashto, v'as chene ki neim ishtani k'tol, tahach de zanoi b'nairis. Okay, so that's the point that we just wanted to bring out over here, that these two Rashis, one to the next, right? But most Kurishim seem to be a bit contradictory. Like, what is it, right? But you have the Cheshbon, right? How that's going to affect, right? What she was doing? Yeah. Okay. So I think we have to leave it over here, right? We have already gigandit too much time, right? So we'll have to let the Eidim go. But Baruch Hashem.
What's just?
Okay, so right now we're leaving it as a stigadika mashmois in the Rashi, right?
Leave a cliffhanger,
right over here. I want you to bring a rye, right? To be machuya the shayla over here. Okay.
Read the rest of the Rashi.
Right. Work through the sukkah. Maybe you could learn in
the what do we get for the, if we get the right?
What? You will have great siyata d'shmaya in Mitzvah Shem. All your endeavors.
Menachem, I'm hanging up.
So, two things. This case over here, the guy was bog. The shoe is bogged. He did the suah, and it is Moitzi Shemra. But in the first parak, we talk about that there's time of basulim only by a naira, and once she's a bogeris, there's no more time of basulim. Because the basulim are kolim, or whatever the word is, that they diminish when she turns. Whatever that is.
So you have to cheshbon his eyes, right? Because you know that the Gemara is mechalik between Tainis Domim and Pesach Pesuach.
So you have to say like that. Right? You can only have one of the two Tainis, but you can't have the other Tainis.
You have to cheshbon his eyes. Because you have to cheshbon his eyes. Right. That's what I mean. So you have to cheshbon his eyes because Kipshuta, we're talking about Tainis Domim over here. Forsu Asimlo. So, you know, you have to work it out. So you question what you share. You have to cheshbon his eyes. Right?